This is the Tree of Life Ministries podcast. Our mission is to reach everyone with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hope this message is inspiring, encouraging, and it challenges you. Wherever you're listening from, we hope that you enjoy and that God will transform your life through today's message.
Well, good morning, Tree of Life. If you're listening to this today, it's because there's a lot of snow on the ground, and we recorded this on Saturday so that we could use modern technology where we could continue on, even though we are not able to get out on the roads and maybe not even able to get out of our houses, but we can still worship the Lord Jesus Christ. So today we're going to go right into His Word. I pray that you'll be safe. I pray that you'll stay tuned to this service for the whole thing as we want to minister to you today the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like for you to turn with me to 1 John chapter 1. It's all the way back at the back of the Bible. 1 John chapter 1. We're going to start at verse 1. Read down through verse 4. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for being so faithful to Tree of Life. Thank you for the time that you're allowing me to have in your life right now. First John chapter 1, verse 1. That which was formed from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and we have heard, declare to you, that you may also have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. Now today, as I'm talking literally to an empty building here, but also talking today that many around the world will be able to listen, and we can be in the comfort, you can be in the comfort of your home today, and where I cannot see you, I know that if you're watching, you're able to see me. So when I ask you to lift your hands for prayer today, you'll be doing it in the privacy of your home or in your vehicle or wherever you are that you're listening. But it's still very important that as a corporate body that we have corporate prayer and that we pray for one another. So today we want to pray for the Baker family. I just left the service of Robert Baker's brother, and we want to pray for the Baker family that God would be with them in a great way. We want to pray today for all of those that are grieving and hurting. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll be announcing the startup of a new grief class on Wednesday night. So if you have lost a loved one, this earthly loss, one of your family or friends that have gone to be with the Lord, and you're hurting, you really need to deal with that. And we would love to help you deal with that. The Lord would love to help you with that. And all we can do is give you the word, and the Lord can take that word and make it come alive in your life. And so we hope that you will attend the grief class, and I'll be mentioning that more in the next couple of weeks. But just be preparing yourself for the announcement, because grief is something you really do need to deal with. It's something that I believe this class will help you. This will be the first time that I've taught the grief class after losing my sister. It was years between loss of loved ones, but this time I'll be teaching myself as well. And so I hope that we can all go in and share our grief and our sorrows, but also share what the Lord would have us to be able to have in our life, to be able to continue on with our life, missing our loved one, but knowing that the Lord will help us through. So today we want to pray for all that are sick, all that are in the hospitals. We want to pray for all of those that are out on the roads working, trying to get the roads open, those that are in emergency departments type things or jobs that are out there trying to make sure they're transporting patients and things such as that, doctors, nurses, and people that have to be on the road. Let's pray for them that God will keep them safe, and let's pray that God will keep us all safe. Father, we come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, Heavenly Father God, this is a day that you know all about. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that it's a time, Lord, that you have brought us to in our life that we can come together. And even though we can't come together and physically see each other, sit side by side, worship the Lord with our songs, Lord God, in a corporate setting, Lord, we can still worship you, Lord God, privately. We can still worship you by singing songs to you, humming a chorus or something like that. Heavenly Father God, we come together through prayer because prayer keeps us together. Prayer puts us together. And so, Heavenly Father, we just pray today, Lord God, for those that have loved ones that are lost, that do not know you as their Lord and Savior, and those that have loved ones they have had an earthly loss of, that, Lord, they don't see them anymore eye to eye like they did, but now they're alive in their heart and their spirit. We pray for them today. strength for them today. Lord God, we pray for the Baker family. We pray for those, Lord God, that are suffering from sickness and disease. We pray for those, Heavenly Father God, today that are just having a hard time in life, that, Lord God, that you would just strengthen them and that you would help them through those tough times. We pray for those, Lord God, that are not able to be in a warm home today but are out clearing roads, Lord, and transporting people to hospitals and things such as that. We pray for everyone, Lord, that has to be out in the snow, that your protection will be upon them. Father, we now thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. For all of those in the hospitals, all of those that are home, that are sick, that are ill, Lord, we pray for them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for those that have had recent surgeries, Lord, and Lord, you know how long that list is. But Lord, we just pray that they'll be able to recover very well. And Lord God, their rehabilitation go very quickly. Father, we just ask your blessings upon this word that's about to be given. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I was praying throughout the week and asking the Lord, what would he have me to do for the Sunday message? I really hadn't heard anything for a couple of days maybe, and then suddenly I woke up one morning, and when I woke up that morning, the word certainty was the word that I woke up with. As I went on throughout the morning, preparing myself for the day, that word grew stronger and stronger inside of me, the word certainty. So I immediately went downstairs, I went to my study, and I began seeking God. But what am I supposed to do with this word that you've planted in my spirit, certainty? The word certainty means confidence, assurance, validity, truth, fact, and conviction. Certainty is the state of being or feeling certain about something that will definitely happen. When someone is certain, it means that they have no doubt at all. They're certain that it's going to happen, that it is a fact. We all know that we live in an uncertain world. We live in uncertain times, and we live in very unstable conditions. I believe many times when I think about it, there are more things that I look at that I'm uncertain about than I'm really certain about. We hear the news, and we're not really certain if they're telling us the truth or do we know the whole thing that's behind that. And whether it's from politicians, local, national, whatever, we try to read between the lines. Maybe it's like, I know what they, I hear them saying, but what are they really saying? What is the truth? What can I really be certain about that they're saying? The weather is uncertain. Just a few weeks ago, we were walking around in short sleeves, and people today are walking around in long underwear and under their pants and things such as that because the weather has changed in such a drastic manner. We went from short sleeves to the thickest coat that we have. So we live in a time of uncertain things and a world of uncertain things and uncertain times. And being uncertain makes life difficult. There's something about not being certain that really makes life difficult. It causes us to be unsettled in our spirit, unsettled in our heart, because there's things that's just unresolved, unresolved issues, unresolved questions about, I just wish I had some certainty about life and about things in general. Certainty is very important to us as human beings. Certainly, profoundly shapes our behavior. When someone is certain, their behavior is different from when they're uncertain. The more certain we are of things increases our ability to withstand attacks on our beliefs, because when you are certain about what you believe, you have no problem standing for what you believe in. You also have no problem challenging your opponent when you're certain about what you're talking about. A sense of uncertainty about the future generates a strong threat or response in our limbic system. And that limbic system is part of the brain involved in our behavioral and our emotional responses. Our brains do not like uncertainty because it causes a sense of pain. In contrast, certainty rewards the brain with a feeling of satisfaction. When you know that you know that you know about something, there's a sense of satisfaction that goes throughout your brain. Certainties in this world are hard to come by anymore. And that's why the Bible is so important. For the last couple of weeks, I've talked to you about spending time in the Word, getting to know God, having a personal relationship with the Lord. And that was not just a sermon to preach. It was not just something to say, we should do that. It's something that we really and truly should apply to our life of saying, I want to know the Bible better. I want to know the God of the Bible better. I want to have a better relationship with Jesus Christ. And the reason for that is because the Bible is filled with absolute certainties. And so when it comes down to the fact of what can you really be certain about, really the only things that you can be certain about in this world is what the Bible gives you those certainties. In Numbers chapter 32 and 23, it says, "Be sure or be certain that your sins will find you out." In Psalm 19:7, it says, "The testimony of the Lord," meaning Scripture, "is sure," or the Bible is certain. Proverbs 11:18 tells us the consequences of sin is certain. Job 34:12 tells us, "To him who sows righteousness, there is a sure reward." You can be certain of the reward. Isaiah 53:4 tells us, "Surely he has borne our griefs and he has carried our sorrows." Isaiah 55:3 says, "The true mercies of the Lord, his mercies are certain." In John 6:69, Peter said, "We are certain that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And so the Bible is a book that is filled with absolute certainties, because everything that's in the Bible is God's word. And the Bible tells us that God never lies. And so if you want certainties for life, you go to the Bible. You go to God's word, where he speaks these certainties in your life, that you don't have to wonder about things, but you can have that certainty about your life and about situations. You can go to the Bible, and through the Bible, you can be certain of how the universe began. You can be certain about how the universe will end. Through the Bible, we're certain why people behave the way that they do. Through the Bible, we can be certain about what's right and what's wrong. Through the Bible, we can be certain about what it takes to go to heaven. Through the Bible, we are certain that there is a place called hell, and people will go there. We can be certain about moral living through the Bible. We can be certain about God's promises through the Bible. We can be certain about God's purposes through the Bible. And we can be certain that we have a Savior by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Bible. Through the Bible, we can be certain of Jesus' death, his resurrection, and his coming again. Job said, "I know, or I am certain, that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he shall take his stand on earth and set up his eternal kingdom." He's saying, "I know, I am certain, that I will awaken to see God with my own eyes." David said in Psalm 20 and verse 6, "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." Psalm 55 and verse 9, "My enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me," meaning that I'm certain that when the enemy attacks me, that God will stand for me, and God will be my defender, and God will be on my side. In Psalm 119 and verse 75, "I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. I know, O Lord, you are faithful to bring necessary suffering to perfect me." Psalm 135 and verse 5, "For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever he pleases, he does in heaven and on earth, in the sea and in all the depths." Then in 2 Timothy 1:12, "I know whom I believed, and I am confident, I am certain, that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day." In other words, all of these verses are saying that I am certain that the Lord is who he says he is, will do what he says he will do, and I can commit my life to one that I know that I have an absolutely certainty with it. When we think about our faith is something that we don't need to wonder about. We don't need to wonder where we'll go when we die. We don't need to wonder what'll happen after death. We don't need to wonder what it will be like, because the Bible tells us that. And our faith is something that we can know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we're certain that when we die, we're going to go to heaven. We're certain that we've been forgiven. We're certain that our name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. These are things that the Lord wants us to be certain of. A believer doesn't have to worry about hell, because I'm certain that I'm not going there, and you ought to be certain you're not going there, because the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to your life. So the Bible is a book of certainties. The better we know the book of the Bible, the better you will know life. You may say, how do you know that you can be certain? How do you know? How can you really be sure that you can be certain that the Bible is real? The answer to that is found in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 14. The Bible says that God has given us a guarantee. And that guarantee is the Holy Spirit. And when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ into our life, the Holy Spirit takes up residence in our life. And so God deals in certainties, and he has bound himself by his word to those certainties, and he has given us his spirit as a guarantee. The fact of saying that my spirit lives inside of you so that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I exist because I live inside of you. You feel me. You see me in your daily actions. You can see how I'm guiding and directing you. You have proof that I'm there because I change your direction when you were going to go that way. And then you hear about an accident that happened about the time you were going and I had moved you that way. That's not just an instinct. That's the fact. That's the Holy Spirit leading his people. And and through that, we're guaranteed beyond a shadow of a doubt that I have the Lord living in my life. How do you know that the Holy Spirit is there? Through divine insight. You know he's there through divine comfort, that when you're going through a rough time, a loved one has passed, and you're dealing with that, and you're trying to get through that, lost your job, you're losing money this week because you can't work, you're a truck driver or on the road, and your job depends on you being on the road working or something, and you're snowed in, and you wonder how you're going to make it, and he comforts you by saying that I am your resource, that I am your provider, and gives you that great comfort that even though everything around you is snowy, and it's like a blizzard on the outside and a blizzard on the inside, you have the divine comfort that everything is going to be okay. You know that you know because of his divine power working in your life, that when you're weak, he's strong. And when temptation comes by and comes by your way, that you have the power to say no and the power to walk away because of who is living inside of you. He lives inside of you as a guarantee that you can be certain of who he is, because he has honored his word by saying he will live inside of you. But there are things that we will be uncertain about, but there are more things that I am certain about. I'm certain today that I'm standing in a building. I'm certain today that I have sons and daughters and grandchildren and a great wife. I'm certain today that I drove here. I'm certain today that I know that I know that I know that I know that my Redeemer lives. I'm certain today that I'm not perfect, but I'm certain that I am forgiven. I'm certain that if I fall, that he will pick me up. I'm certain that if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that I will not walk alone. And I'm certain that when the end of these days come, that I have a place that is prepared for me in glory. I may not be certain about the weather. I may not be certain about what's going to go on in the political world, but I am certain about what's going on in my little world and the weather and the climate of my life because of the certainties and the absolutes that's in the Bible. But the greatest certainty that I have and that you can have is the certainty of having eternal life. Fact of knowing that you know when you leave this world that this life is going to be eternal one way or the other, but you have eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll spend eternity with him in heaven and don't have to worry about a devil's hell. All that I have said today, you may be thinking, wow, I don't read any of that in 1 John 1. But everything that I have said to you today, and that's why I wanted to go on and do this today, and even though I'm talking to an empty building and hoping I'm talking to a lot of people that are around the city, around the country, even around the world, I wanted to get started in this study that the Lord has laid on my heart, and I didn't want to lose a week. And so I'm just trusting that you're going to watch today. I'm trusting that you will stay tuned to this because I wanted to get this study kicked off. And regardless of snow or not and having to film on a Saturday, that's all right. I just really wanted to get in to this study on 1 John. Because everything that I have said to you about certainties and more, you will find in this study that we're getting ready to get into. It's going to be an in-depth study on 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. And as we dig into these verses, not just surface them, but dig into these verses, that we will be able to close the third John, and when we get to that, we'll be able to close that study and be able to say, I am certain of my relationship with the Lord, and I have certainties in my life that I didn't have before we started this study. There are three things that I believe that you will be blessed with and things that will occur in your lives as we go through this study of 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. Three things that you can write them down now and then go back and look and see if it happened or not. But I'm believing all three of these things is going to happen through this study of 1 John. First of all, your joy will be complete. The second thing that's going to happen is holiness. You'll have a greater desire to live a holy life to the Lord. The third thing is assurance. You won't have to go to anybody and say, when I die, I hope I'm going to heaven. You're going to have assurance because 1 John, 2 John, 3 John is going to give us joy. It's going to give us the holiness that we need in our life and give us assurance. And ultimately, through this study, we will find certainty in an uncertain world and uncertain times. Now, Lord willing, next Sunday morning we're going to dive into 1 John chapter 1. But since you're snowed in and you can't get anywhere and there's not a whole lot you can do, I'm just going to ask you to go ahead and read today the book of 1 John. And when you read 1 John, you'll find that it's an easy read. It's 5 chapters, it's 104 verses, and it won't take you very long. But go ahead and dig in. And I want you to circle some things when you go through 1 John, and if you continue on to 2 John, 3 John, that's all good. But I want you to circle one word every time you come across it. And that word is the word know, K-N-O-W, know. Because that word know really says a certainty. So every time that you read the word know, you are reading of a certainty. And so go through 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, write down all the no's. I haven't counted them personally, but I have read that there are 39 that are in there. And when you go through there and take those 39 no's, and you begin to look at that and start putting the certainties with those no's, by the time you get to the end of 3 John, you're going to find that your life has the fullness of joy, that you're living a holier life, and that you have a blessed assurance that Jesus Christ is who he says he is. And even though you live in an uncertain world, you will be a very certain person about your relationship with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you for listening today. And as we can get ready to close this service out, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you're listening today, and maybe you're sitting beside somebody that's listening and they know the Lord, but you don't, let me just speak to you for a moment and just ask you, would you please give the Lord a chance with your life? Would you please give him an opportunity to do something with your life? He's done a great thing with mine, things that I could have never done with my life, things that I've accomplished I'd have never accomplished without the Lord in my life. To do it on my own, I did it through the power of the Holy Spirit in the presence of Almighty God, and the Lord wants to do the same thing with you. And so as you're there today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can be certain. You can be certain your sins are forgiven. You can be certain that when you leave this world, that heaven will be your home, by simply inviting him into your life and serving him to the best of your ability. So I'm going to pray this prayer for anyone that's listening and everyone that's listening that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I ask you to pray it along with me, that today will be the day that your whole world will change. Heavenly Father, I come to you just as I am. I ask forgiveness of my sins. I come to you asking you to come into my life and take up residence. I want to be certain about where I'm going to spend eternity, certain that my life, my sins have been forgiven, and my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to be certain. Father, I pray today that as those that have prayed that prayer, that Lord, you'll do what I would never be able to do, that you will move into their life, forgive them of their sins, cleanse them, Lord God of all unrighteousness. Let them see that it's a new day and a new beginning. And Heavenly Father God, that they can be certain that they have life and they'll have it more abundantly and they'll have eternal life. Lord, for everyone else that's listening today that may have known you as their Lord and Savior but slipped away from you, I pray today, Heavenly Father God, that they'll see the mistake that they've made. And Lord, Heavenly Father, they'll turn back to you, give their life to you, because you're the only certainty that we really have in life. So, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your word that gives us absolute certainties. Help us in this study that, Lord God, regardless of how young we are, how old we are, Heavenly Father God, regardless of how educated we are, that every single person, when we finish this study, will have a deeper and a greater relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will know what 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John is saying to their life. Father, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Please stay safe. God bless you. Hope to see you on Wednesday night. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to today's message. We pray you were blessed by God's word. For more information on Tree of Life Ministries, you can visit tolm.net or you can follow us on social media at TOLM Lynchburg. Be sure to subscribe and share this podcast with your family and friends. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.